The first resistance to social change is to say it's not necessary. Strong words from a strong woman who has made and continues to pave the way for women's rights. Before you put Gloria Steinem in the history feminist box, consider her many accomplishments in communications. Gloria Steinem made history in journalism by starting Ms. Magazine in 1972. She said she started it because, "I realized as a journalist that there really was nothing for women to read that was controlled by women. And this caused me, along with a number of other women, to start Ms. Magazine." With only a month into circulation, it was the popularity of Ms. Magazine that finally prompted the U.S. Government Printing Office to approve the use of the Ms. title in official government documents, even though technically the abbreviation Ms. originated in the 17th century. The Ms. title was important to women who did not want their identity to be linked to their marital status by using just Mrs. or Miss on documents. When asked about how she refers to herself, Steinem says, "I think the fact that I've become a symbol for the women's movement is somewhat accidental. I suppose I could be referred to as a journalist, but because Ms. is part of a movement and not just a typical magazine, I'm more likely to be identified with the movement. There's no other slot to put me in." The pitch challenge today: how do you identify yourself, and is that different than how others identify you? Which identity gives you more of an advantage? What can you do to break down communication stereotypes around your true identity? The unmarried woman constantly battles identity issues because society pushes the idea that not being married is not ideal. Gloria Steinem helped women see themselves differently by a simple shift in title from Miss to Ms. Words are a powerful force for change. What communication shifts can you make about your true identity that will also help others like you relate to who they truly are?